Excuse me, sir. I'm a little lost. Could you tell me where the hood is at?
Excuse me.
Anyway.
This is weird.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to it. The Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up? What's
back up, after a three-day weekend.
Hope I know. You had a good weekend. Hey, real quick, did you have a good birthday weekend?
I did. It was really, it was very nice. So my birthday was Sunday. Turned the big 36. Mm-hmm. Hard 36. All right. That's a rough 36 years. But no, Kiki got to spend with some friends up north in Nuevo. And Kiki went above and beyond. She did this thing. When they brought me out the cake to sing me happy birthday, mm-hmm. She had everyone dressed like me, so she brought like a bunch of my old shirts.
What? They come out in a bunch of wife beaters and no underwear?
No, it was what do you think I wear on an average day? No, she took a bunch of like my shirts, and so everyone was wearing all my different shirts. So like there's fishing shirts and camo pants, all that stuff. So yeah, it was great. It was be nice, like Brock dude. Day. It's be like Brock Day. So but no, it was nice.
Well, it's a day, birthday, and it's over with.
That's it. Move on. All right. No. It's the month's still going. It's still time for me. Anyway.
Like my ex.
Like your ex. Yeah. No, we're celebrating all month long. You son of a. You better have something planned every day.
Jesus.
All right. We got to keep removing here. Enough of my amazing birthday month. It's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
Of course, as always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Bintrust Moving and Self Storage. Pretty self-explanatory. It's in their name. If you need it moved, Bintrust Moving and Self Storage. You need it stored? Bintrust Moving and Self Storage. They got you covered, man. Great prices. Something for everyone, every need. So hit them up. Bintrust Moving and Self Storage, and you'll be all set, man. Your dumb vocabulary for today, dong bonnet.
Dong bonnet?
Dong bonnet.
Oh, I know what a dong is. I know what a bonnet is. People still wear bonnets? Is that still a thing?
I don't. Maybe the Amish still do, or I don't know. Some of those weird people.
It's a condom, right?
Attaboy. Nicely done. You know what? Even after a three-day weekend, you're still bringing it. That's right. It's another word for a condom. Maybe if you don't want to, you know, drop the condom, the C word, you say, hey, got to put a dong bonnet on before we get started.
Dude, I was at a dive bar over the weekend, right? Going to the bathroom. Boom! 25-cent condom machine right there. I'm like, I haven't seen one of these. I couldn't tell you the last time
I saw
one.
Hey, that's a good price for a dong bonnet. Usually those ones are cool. They like glow in the dark, and they got like cool names.
When you can get the condom, you can get the ring, you can get like lube maybe, and like headache pills.
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes they have cologne in there too. So if you really,
the cologne.
So if you go to a bar just smelling terrible and you don't have a condom, just go to the bathroom. You'll be all right.
There you go.
You'll be all right, man. You shouldn't trust any of those. Those things have been sitting in there, just all dried up, cracked. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't trust those dong bonnets. I would
for
not.
Nothing.
I would not. So there you go. Yeah, and guys, they have always said, wrap it before you tap it. Throw on a dong bonnet. And you'll be all set to go.
Yeah, especially you people out there with like 19 kids.
Yeah, just throw it on there. Maybe they don't know how to put it on, all right? Is it put it on backwards? Not just supposed
no,
to.
No, they're using the ones from the bathroom. Not working.
Stop using the truck stop dong bonnets, all right? All right, there you go. That is your dumb vocabulary for a Tuesday. We'll be back.
Start your morning.